Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Siyempre, hindi lamang din sa Pilipinas ano, na merong mga suliranin sa pagpopondo ang mga atleta. Dito sa Australia ay nararanasan din yan. At ayon nga sa Australian Sports Foundation, tanging 26% ng Australian Olympians sa Paris ang nakakatanggap ng suporta mula sa isang sporting body. At karamihan sa kanila ay self-funded o mula sa sariling bulsa ang gastos para maabot ang kanilang Olympic dreams. Ano nga ba ang kalagayan ng mga atleta sa Australia at ang pondo para sa kanila? The Medal Maker, yan ang bansag sa Sydney-based sailing coach na si Victor Kovalenko. Sa loob ng 2 dekada, naging gabay siya ng Australia para makasungkit ng 7 Olympic gold medals. Ayon sa kanya, sa mga nagdaang taon, laging kasama ang Australia sa top 10 na may nakukuhang medalya sa Olympics. Pero dagdag ng coach sa panayam ng SBS News, ang sistema ng pagsuporta ng bansa sa mga atleta ay hindi sapat para mapabuti ang mga oportunidad ng mga manlalaro, lalo na sa nalalapit na Olympic Games sa Brisbane sa taong 2032.
To reach success in sport, to be the best, to be number one, to be world medalist, you have to dedicate all of your life. And in sport, this is the same like to produce secret weapons. You have to collect the best people who can do the job, create them the best conditions, supply them everything, not only equipment, but also make their life easy. But if they have to think how to feed their family and how to support their future, it's very difficult to do this.
Nakakatanggap ng suporta ang mga atleta sa pamamagitan ng targeted government grants, mga kumpanya at kawang gawa o mga philanthropic platforms. Magkakaiba ang halaga ng nilalaan ng gobyerno, depende sa sports organization at resulta ng performance ng manlalaro. Si Ryan Holloway, ang Chief Partnerships Officer ng Australian Sports Foundation.
There are less than 26% of our athletes that will compete at the Olympics or competing at the Olympics that would receive financial support from a sporting body. So they have to find alternate means of revenue and funding to be able to assist with their dreams, because many of them would be spending more a year on travel and accommodation costs to attend competitions than they would on, you know, some of their basic living needs, whether that's rent or groceries or whatever it may be.
May nakalaang bahagi ang Australian Sports Foundation para tulungan ng mga atleta na mangalap ng pondo na makakatulong sa kanilang career. Ayon sa non-profit foundation, mayroon na silang higit 1,200 individual athletes mula sa lower level hanggang sa elite Olympic level. Isa sa mga atleta ang Melbourne-based sports climber na si Campbell Harrison, na kamakailan ay nanawagan sa publiko ng tulong para makarating sa Paris Games. Aniya, ang kanyang buong karera bilang professional climber ay self-funded. At ayon pa kay Holloway, nais ng foundation na maalis ang balakid para sa mga atletang nais makilahok sa anumang sports.
At the moment, there's 50 athletes on the platform that qualified to compete in Paris, various different sports, and probably 24 Paralympians that have qualified to go to Paris for the Paralympics. You know, it's been a record-breaking 12 months for the Australian Sports Foundation. This last financial year, we came in at $98.8 million raised for sport, which was fantastic.
Umaabot ng 2,000 hanggang $10,000 ang kinakailangan ng bawat atleta para gastusan ang mga pangangailangan tulad ng pagbiyahe, training, equipment at physiotherapy. Paliwanag ni Holloway, sa taong 2016 lamang sila nagsimula ng individual na peer-to-peer fundraising para sa mga atleta.
That was born out of the Rio 2016 Games, where our remit is to raise funds for the development of sport in Australia. So in 2016, we approached the ATO and the government to allow us to have individuals on the platform as well, and with Rio and that as the catalyst for that. So we've been helping individual athletes fundraise with the peer-to-peer platform since 2016, but we've been around for a lot longer than that and raised, you know, well in excess of $700 million and helped tens of thousands of Australian sporting clubs and athletes raise funds.
Noong August 2023, naglabas ang ASF ng Running on Empty report na nagsasabing kalahati ng mga elite athletes ng Australia ay kumikita lang ng nasa 23,000 kada taon na itinuturing na below the poverty line.
Elite athletes in particular, they dedicate over 6 hours a day, 6 days a week to their sport, to their passion. That makes it very, very difficult to be able to hold down a full-time job and provide the same dedication to a vocation as it would to their sport. So they are in desperate need of additional funding and additional funding sources. At the ASF, we are very proud to be able to work with the athletes and provide an alternate funding model for them. And that's really the one thing within sport that needs to be looked at is the funding mix.
Sa isang pahayag naman sa SBS, sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Department of Health and Aged Care na nabibigyan ng pamahalaan ng tulong ang mga atleta sa pamamagitan ng Direct Athlete Support Grants o DAIS. Ayon pa dito, simula noong Tokyo Olympics, naglaan ang federal government ng higit $47 million sa 36 na sporting organizations ng grants. Ang mga eligible na athletes ay nagsasanay para sa Olympics, Paralympics at Commonwealth Games at tumatanggap ng 4,000 hanggang 37,500 kada taon. Dagdag pa niya, mula July 2024, nag-anunsyo ang federal government ng support package na $489 million sa loob ng 2 taon para sa high-performance sport. Kasama ang pondo sa national sporting organizations para suportahan ang mga atleta sa pamamagitan ng coaching at high-performance programs. Ayon pa kay Ginoong Kovalenko, sa kabila ng malaking investment na ito ng Australia sa sports, malaki pa rin ang papel na kailangang gampanan ng pamahalaan para mabigyan ng tamang suporta ang mga atleta.
In more than 20 countries, sports supported by Navy, Army, Police, like in Italy, France, and many others, they are officers or soldiers. In Japan, they are supported a lot by their leading companies like Honda team, Toyota team, Mitsubishi team. It's huge, big support, and their job number one, to be the best in the world in their business. And it's not very easy. We're not asking them just to have fun, because the goals are very serious. We have to prove to our investors, to our government, that we deserve their support.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Lera Svets para sa SBS Russian na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.